The Law of One, Session 2, January 20, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of our infinite Creator. I am with this mind-body-spirit complex, which has offered itself for a channel. I communicate with you. Queries are in order in your projections of mind distortion at this time-space. Thusly would I assure this group that my own social memory complex has one particular method of communicating with those few who may be able to harmonize their distortions with ours, and that is to respond to queries for information. We are comfortable with this format. May the queries now begin. 2.1. Questioner. I'm guessing that there are enough people who would understand what you are saying, interested enough, for us to make a book of communications with it, and I wondered if you would agree to this, us making a book, and if so, I was thinking that possibly a bit of historical background on yourself would be in order. Ra, I am Ra. The possibility of communication, as you would call it, from the one to the one through distortion acceptable for meaning, is the reason we contacted this group. There are few who will grasp, without significant distortion, that which we communicate through this connection with this mind-body-spirit complex. However, if it be your desire to share our communications with others, we have the distortion towards a perception that this would be most helpful in regularizing and crystallizing your own patterns of vibration upon the levels of experience which you call the life. If one is illuminated, are not all illuminated? Therefore, we are oriented towards speaking with you in whatever supply of speakingness you may desire. To teach, learn is the law of one, in one of its most elementary distortions. 2.2. Question. Could you tell us something of your historical background, your earlier times in the illusion and the time-state contact? Possibly your incarnation on this planet that you spoke of before and contact with earlier races on this planet? Then we would have something to start with in writing this book. Ra. I am Ra. We are aware that your mind-body is calculating the proper method of performing the task of creating a teaching-learning instrument. We are aware that you find our incarnate, as you call it, state of interest. We waited for a secondary query so as to emphasize that the time-space of several thousands of your years creates a spurious type of interest. Thus, in giving this information, we ask the proper lack of stress be placed upon our experiences in your local space-time. The teaching learning, which is our responsibility, is philosophical rather than historical. We shall now proceed with your request, which is harmless if properly evaluated. We are those of the Confederation who 11,000 of your years ago came to two of your planetary cultures, which were at that time closely in touch with the creation of the One Creator. It was our naive belief that we could teach, learn by direct contact, and the free will distortions of individual feeling or personality were in no danger, we thought, of being disturbed, as these cultures were already closely aligned with an all-embracing belief in the liveness or consciousness of all. We came and were welcomed by the peoples whom we wished to serve. We attempted to aid them in technical ways having to do with the healing of mind-body-spirit complex distortions through the use of the crystal, appropriate to the distortion placed within a certain appropriate series of ratios and time-space material. Thus were the pyramids created. We found that the technology was reserved largely for those with the effectual mind-body distortion of power. This was not intended by the Law of One. We left your peoples. the group that was to work with those in the area of South America, as you call that portion of your sphere, gave up not so easily. They returned. We did not. However, we have never left your vibration due to our responsibility for the changes in consciousness we had first caused and then found distorted in ways not relegated to the Law of One. We attempted to contact the rulers of the land to which we had come, that land which you call Egypt, or in some areas, the Holy Land. In the 18th Dynasty, as it is known in your records of space-time distortions, we were able to contact a pharaoh, as you would call him. The man was small in life experience on your plane and was a, what this instrument would call, wanderer. Thus, this mind-body-spirit complex received our communication distortions and was able to blend his distortions with our own. This young entity had been given a vibratory complex of sound, which vibrated in honor of a prosperous god. As this mind-body complex, which we call instrument for convenience, would call Amun. The entity decided that this name, being in honor of one among many gods, was not acceptable for inclusion in his vibratory sound complex. Thus he changed his name to one which honored the sun disk. This distortion, called Aten, was a close distortion to our reality as we understand our own nature of mind-body-spirit complex distortion. However, it does not come totally in alignment with the intended teaching learning which was sent. This entity, Athen-Aten, became convinced that the vibration of one was the true spiritual vibration and thus decreed the Law of One. However, this entity's beliefs were accepted by very few. His priests gave lip service only, without the spiritual distortion towards seeking. The peoples continued in their beliefs. When this entity was no longer in this density, again the polarized beliefs in the many gods came into their own and continued so until the one known as Muhammad delivered the peoples into a more intelligible distortion of mind-body-spirit relationships. Do you have a more detailed interest at this time? 2.3 Questioner. We are very interested in the entire story that you have to tell and in getting into the Law of One in quite some detail. There will be several questions that I'll ask as we go along that may or may not be related directly to understanding the Law of One. However, I believe that the proper way of presenting this as a teaching-learning vehicle to the population of the planet that will read it at this time is to investigate different facets of what you tell us. You spoke of crystal healing. One other thing I might mention is that when the instrument becomes fatigued, we want to cut off communication and resume it at a later time after the instrument is recharged. And if the instrument is suitable at this time, I would like a little discussion of the crystal healing that you mentioned. Ra. I am Ra. The principle of crystal healing is based upon an understanding of the hierarchical nature of the structure of the illusion, which is the physical body, as you would call it. There are crystals which work upon the energies coming into the spiritual body. There are crystals which work upon the distortions from spirit to mind. There are crystals which balance the distortions between the mind and the body. All of these crystal healings are charged through purified channels. Without the relative crystallization of the healer working with the crystal will not be properly charged. The other ingredient is a proper alignment with the energy fields of the planet upon which you dwell and the holistic or cosmic distortions or streamings which enter the planetary aura in such a manner that an appropriate ratio of shapes and placement within these shapes is of indicated aid in the untangling or balancing process. To go through the various crystals to be used would be exhaustive to this instrument, although you may ask us if you wish in another session. The delicacy, shall we say, of the choosing of the crystal is very critical. And in truth, a crystalline structure such as a diamond or ruby can be used by a purified channel who is filled with the love light of one in almost any application. This, of course, takes initiation. And there have never been many to persevere to the extent of progressing through the various distortion leavings which initiation causes. May we further inform you in any fairly brief way upon this or another subject? Questioner, yes. You mentioned that the pyramids were an outgrowth of this. Could you expand a little bit on, were you responsible for the building of the pyramid, and what was the purpose of the pyramid? Ra, I am Ra. The larger pyramids were built by our ability using the forces of One. The stones are alive. It has not been so understood by the mind-body-spirit distortions of your culture. The purpose of the pyramids were two. Firstly, to have a properly oriented place of initiation for those who wished to become purified or initiated channels for the Law of One. Two, we wished then to carefully guide the initiates in developing a healing of the people whom they sought to aid and the planet itself. Pyramid after pyramid, charged by the crystal and initiate, were designed to balance the incoming energy of the one creation with the many and multiple distortions of the planetary mind-body-spirit. In this effort, we were able to continue work that brothers within the Confederation had effected through building of other crystal-bearing structures, and thus become a ring, if you will, of these about the Earth's, as this instrument would have us vibrate it surface. This instrument begins to lose energy. We ask for one more query or subject, and then we shall take our leave for this time space. 2.5. Questioner. You might mention there was originally a capstone on the pyramid at the top. What was it made of, and how you moved the heavy blocks to build the pyramid? What technique was used for that? Ra, I am Ra. I request that we be asked this question in our next work time, as you would term the distortion sharing that our energies produce. If you have any questions about the proper use of this mind, body, spirit, we would appreciate you asking them now. 2.6, questioner. Consider them asked. I don't have anything to go on. What is the proper use of this instrument? What should we do to maximize her ability to comfort, rejuvenation, etc.? Ra, I am Ra. We are pleased that you asked this question, for it is not our understanding that we have the right duty to share our perceptions on any subject but philosophy without direct question. However, this mind-body-spirit is not being correctly used and therefore is experiencing unnecessary distortions of body in the area of fatigue. The vibrations may well be purified by a simple turning to the circle of One and the verbal vibrations while doing so of the following dialogue. Question, what is the law? Answer, the law is One. Question, why are we here? Answer, we seek the Law of One. Question, why do we seek Ra? Answer, Ra is an humble messenger of the Law of One. Both together, rejoice then and purify this place in the Law of One. Let no thought form enter the circle we have walked about this instrument, for the Law is One. The instrument at this time should be in trance. The proper alignment is the head pointed 20 degrees north by northeast. This is the direction from which the newer or new age distortions of love light, which are less distorted, are emanating from. And this instrument will find comfort therein. This is a sensitive instrument, by which we mean the distortions which enter her mind-body-spirit complex come from any of her senses. Thus, it is well to do the following. Place, at the entity's head, a virgin chalice of water. To the center, the book most closely aligned with the instrument's mental distortions, which are aligned most closely with the Law of One, that being the Bible that she touches most frequently. On the other side of the Bible, a small amount of sense or incense in a virgin censer. To the rear of the book symbolizing one, opened to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, a white candle. The instrument would be strengthened by the wearing of a white robe. The instrument shall be covered and prone, and eyes covered. We feel that, though this is a complex of activity circumstance and may seem very distorted from a purposeful teach-learning experience, these elaborations on the technique of trance will ease the mind distortions of those about the instrument as they perceive improvement in the instrument's distortions with regard to fatigue. We add only that if these teach-learning sessions are held during the time-space during which your sun body does not light your room, that it is best to call the instrument before the lighting of the illuminatory mechanism. I am Ra. I leave you in the glory and the peace of the One Creator. Rejoice in the love light and go forth in the power of the One Creator. In joy, we leave you. Adonai.